So we're very pleased to be here this evening with you. And I want to just echo some words that the Dean said in her introduction. First is that we as a diocese are islands and inlets off the coast of British Columbia. And we gather on the traditional territories of the Kwakwaka'wakw, the Tsleil-Waututh, and the Coast Salish people. And we honor their welcome and their hospitality. And we honor the journey that we are on, a journey of truth-telling, healing, and reconciliation. So, Gaela Keshla, Kleko Kleko, Haishka, and in the traditional language of my grandmother, Falcha, Kadmila Falcha, 100,000 welcomes to you to the service this evening. Let me just clear my voice. Sorry. So, the other thing the Dean said was that I'm not here very often, but it's good to be here. So I want to take an opportunity just this evening. I want your help, since I am here this evening, because I want to take a selfie from up here. And just, could you just move in a wee bit? I'll see how many we can get. There you go. There is a point to this. So stories are very important. Stories shape us and form us. They transform us as individuals. They transform the communities we're part of. Ultimately, they transform nations. I've given you a story to tell. Story that the bishop took a selfie this evening in the pulpit at Christ Church Cathedral. How you use that story is up to you. You can use that story for good, or you can use that story for bad. And stories are like that. One of the stories that has been developed over something like 40 years is a story that is in the theaters at the moment. It's the story of Star Wars. Who's all seen it? Good. So you'll know the opening credits. You know that part in the beginning of the Star Wars where the text comes on and kind of screens off? It begins something like a long, long time ago in a galaxy far away. You with me on that? You have to be with me. Okay, with me on that. So that those words come screening up. So I understand in this new Star Wars movie, they've changed part of the wording. And the wording, it begins with, a long, long time ago, in a galaxy far away, the First Order reigns. Having decimated the peaceful republic, Supreme Leader Donald Trump now deploys his merciless legions to seize military control of the galaxy. That's not true. But it's a good idea, isn't it? Star Wars is great. I love Star Wars. It's a great story. It gets your imagination, and it brings you in, and you feel part of it. It's epic. It's an adventure. It's a quest. But it's about war. It's about destruction. It seems to me that the rebels' only choice is to fight and to kill the other side. But we have another choice. So we have a choice that is before us, and we have to make that choice all the time, every day, every place we find ourselves, as individuals, as communities, as provinces, as nations. What story will we tell? What will be our choice in telling the great epic story that we're here to celebrate this evening? The story that we're here to celebrate this evening is an epic as well. It is an adventure story, and it is about a quest for humanity, a quest for humanity to be renewed, reformed, and reconciled. Reconciled with God and reconciled with each other. The mystery in the Star Wars series is the Force. That's the mystery. The mystery in our story this evening is the Incarnation. That God would come to us as a little child. And in the little child born in Bethlehem offers us a very powerful story. A story that will change each of our lives. A story that will change our nations. And a story that will change the world. You see, once you've gone and seen Star Wars. You leave and you're inspired, but you go back to the same place as you left. You go back to the world, it's the same old world. But when the story we hear this evening, we've heard this evening, as we participate in that story, there's an opportunity to be changed, to change the world and change all that we see and all that frustrates and angers us. We are invited not to be observers of the story, but to be participants in the story. As Mary and Joseph are participants, and the shepherds are there as participants, so we are invited to be incarnated into the story, to become full participants in the story. And as his mother says in her song, at the end of the day, gentleness will overcome aggression. At the end of the day, love and kindness will overcome violence. At the end of the day, the poor will be raised up. At the end of the day, tyrants will fall. This is a story that we are asked to be part of. It's a story of nonviolence. It's a story of peace. And it's a story that invites us in. We have been using a very interesting poem within the diocese and for our meetings. It's a poem I first heard about as I was traveling on BBC World. And it's about a little girl who wrote a poem, quite a powerful poem. Her name is Adriana Sullivan. She is 13 and she lives in Terrace, British Columbia. Each year there is a contest, a Commonwealth contest that the Queen judges. And she wrote a poem for part of that that contest, and she won the Junior Award. It's a very interesting poem because the only criteria for the essays in the poem was that it would be on peace. And when you read her poem one way, it talks about despair, it talks about violence, it talks about all we know that is in the world, and we feel overwhelmed. But when you reverse the poem, when you read it backwards, then there is hope, then there's transformation, then there's a possibility of peace. She says, I have a toolbox, and I can use that toolbox for despair and say that there is no chance of peace. Or I can use that toolbox and say there is a chance of peace. I can use the tools in my toolbox to bring about peace in the world. I'll read you a portion. I have a toolbox of hatred and struggle. I shall never say, my peace is undying. My love is true. For at this I chuckle. I am swift to rage, and loathing is my friend. Trust and hope will be replaced with relationships built on despise. In my toolbox, hate will thrive. It is foolish to say, there is possibility for peace. This evening, we remember a story that came into a world that thought and acted in this way. Reading it backwards says these words. There is a possibility for peace. It is foolish to say, in my toolbox, hate will thrive. Relationship built on despise will be replaced with trust and hope. I am swift to rage, and loathing is my friend. At this I chuckle, for my peace is undying. My love is true. I shall never say, I have a toolbox of hatred and struggle. This evening we remember that God came in the form of a child, and God has reversed the poem. He has reversed the poem. Sisters and brothers, our choice is to reverse the poem, whether it is in our own life, whether it's in the communities that we're involved in, whether it's for our province, or whether it's for our nation. The child will grow and transform our world. We have been invited to join this quest. An adventure, sisters and brothers. May the force be with you. Amen.